On the show today, we have Foothill Federal Credit Union CEO Brian Hall and Q Mitchell Group's Vice President of Sales and Operations and Marketing Tim McAdow talking about strategic planning and the Discovery Conference that's coming up later this year, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show and our program. We have two very special guests in the midst, Mr. Brian Hall from Foothill Federal Credit Union. How are you, Brian?
Excellent. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, good morning. And we have Mr. Tim McAdow from CUNA Mutual Group. How are you, Tim?
All is well. Good to see you.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, we're talking about business strategic planning in the business environment and CUNA Mutual's, CUNA Mutual Group's Discovery Conference coming up here summertime. And Brian, just kinda, let's kind of quick kick things off here about strategic planning in general. I mean, with the quickening pace of today's business environment, and we're all experiencing that today, my gosh, you know, why is strategic planning so important for your credit union?
Yeah, hey, great question, Mike. Yeah. You know, for Foothill, it just really gives us a chance to carve out some time and talk about strategy, slow down a little bit, talk about priorities, resource allocation. I think it also promotes teamwork among our board, among our executive team. And for Foothill, we focus a lot on our schools and hospitals. So it's always surprising to me that I need to remind the board that, hey, that remains our focus. And it gives us a chance to do that and talk about it.
Very good. Very good. And Tim, I mean, from your perspective, because you're looking at kind of from the other side here, why is strategic planning vital for today's credit unions?
You know, I think about the whirlwind of daily activity. And you know, that's a little bit of what Brian was talking about. And strategic planning to us gives you a chance to freshen your strategic plan, or in some cases have healthy conversations that you just don't usually get to in the course of the day. And there's a lot of shiny objects out there. So it speaks back to the focus, you know, that Brian was talking about it. And it focuses your leadership team and your board on the critical components of being successful.
Yeah, you have to be aware of the shiny object syndrome. Can't go chasing everything.
Or else squirrel.
You're going to get, exactly, squirrel. Love that. Love that movie, by the way. Hey, Brian, you know, when we talk strategic planning, I mean, and it's a broad term, but I mean, what do you specifically focus on that will benefit your credit union the most?
One of the things that we try to do is look at emerging issues. And, you know, you mentioned that, Tim, but things are changing very fast. And mobile expectations of our members, that has increased dramatically. And so that gives us a chance to say, well, if that's really important, you know, that's going to cost us some money. We're going to need to allocate some more resources to that to have, you know, maybe best in class mobile. Mm-hmm. So I think we do try to, you know, narrow that down. Remote deposit capture is, you know, big in the industry. And then we try to spend some time to, you know, look out, you know, 3 to 5 years. What are the maybe the 3 to 5 most significant initiatives that we're going to try to accomplish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you have to be really specific. I mean, you have to, in some cases, you have to be really specific in order to keep a, you know, your eyes on the prize, so to speak. Because like what, you know, Tim said, you know, you could be like squirrel type of thing, chasing all these objects.
Uh-huh.
Got to be focused or else you're going to be on some wild goose chase. And Tim, I mean, what do you hear most from credit unions regarding their strategic planning focus? Is it the same as Foothill or is everybody kind of different?
Well, I think Brian is spot on with the kinds of things that he talked about. Some other things that we've seen here recently surface is a much stronger focus on research and data collection being brought into that strategic planning discussion. Leadership teams and boards recognize that there's, you know, there's data that we have out there, and the ability to harness that data for a strategic dialogue, you know, makes for really a lot sharper and better informed decisions, and a lot less of the "I think" in those conversations and more of the "I know."
Yeah.
A couple examples of that could be, you know, pulling better data in on members and things that are going on with membership. Mm-hmm. Third-party data, we're seeing more credit unions use things like regional economic trends and bringing that in to help them decide, where do we build a branch? Who do we merge with? So, you know, so I think that idea of research and data collection is big. The other thing I would think about is innovation. We see a lot stronger dialogue around innovation in strategic planning, and it's not just about product innovation, it's that member experience and innovation around that, and that's exactly what Brian was talking about with mobile. So I think, you know, clearly, you know, what Brian's covering is right on track with the data collection as an addition.
Yeah, so. No doubt. And speaking of strategic planning for credit unions, you guys, CUNY Mutual Group, is your Discovery conference is later in the summer. It's in August, but it's going to be here before you know it. So, I mean, can you give us a quick summary on what's going to happen here, Tim?
Sure, happy to. So our Discovery conference has a history of inspiring leadership team as well as board discussions on important strategic topics. And this year we've sharpened that focus on the strategic conversation, both logistically and also from a content perspective for the conference. And so one of the things we did is we moved the event. We moved it from October to August 17th. Our belief is that that's going to better align with credit union planning. We've done things like keep the online format in place, and it's still a complimentary event, so everyone can participate with anyone. This year, we're really excited about Peter Sheehan and Dr. Julie Williamson. She and he will be opening and closing our keynote, so we'll have bookends there with the two of them. The topic we're going to open with is super relevant to what we're talking about today, which is beyond business as usual. Rethinking strategy in a changing industry. Mm-hmm. So we're all trying to get a handle on that. And so that should be a great session. And then we're going to close with a discussion on alignment and execution. We can use the right assumptions and we can make the right decisions in strategic planning, but how do you better prepare your people, the people side, to make decisions in new ways, to behave in new ways, to embrace maybe a new or a different strategy? Right. And so in between those bookends, we're going to have some content on data and analytics, hot topic, economic updates. But Steve Rick, our chief economist, is going to go a little bit deeper than just here's the data and here's some forecast. He's going to convert that to what are some things that you should address in a strategic planning session. And we've even got things like a panel on financial health of members. And all of this, the great news, is delivered on your desktop or in your conference room for everyone to participate.
That's a beautiful thing when you don't have to get on a plane to go somewhere. So.
Convenience.
Now, Brian, you've attended this conference before. I mean, how did it help your credit union in your strategic planning process?
Well, just as Tim said there, he's got agenda items that really illuminate some of the things that maybe we hadn't been thinking about so clearly. And the data analytics session last year was really powerful for us. For us, it really resulted in us saying, that needs to be a strategic priority. We really have kind of put that on the back burner. And so it elevated that to a discussion topic, which led to an action item for 2017 for us.
Right on.
So I'm also excited to hear that you've moved it up a little bit from October, or moved it back a little bit ahead of the planning process into August, because for us it works perfectly ahead of our planning process in October. And last year it really allowed us to discover some topics, like I said, that we hadn't thought about maybe as strategically as we should have. So it was very powerful.
And Tim, what takeaways do you want attendees to gain and implement at their credit unions from this conference? Is there a couple of items that you want credit unions to take back?
Yeah. So Mike, our goal with Discovery is to bring the industry together and rally around a couple of these critical topics. And I can't say exactly what should be implemented because each credit union is a little bit different. But implementation, to your point, is a key goal from the conference. We expect, like Brian said, we expect attendees to capture some actionable insights from what's shared. We at CUNY Mutual Group measure success when the material that we provide sparks a conversation with the leadership team or at the boardroom level. And we bring these critical topics to the forefront of the conference with the expectation that attendees will leave the conference either more confident in their strategic plan as it stands today, or maybe inspired to make some changes or some adjustments to the plan in the future.
And Brian, what's on your radar for this year? What do you want to gain from this conference?
Well, I know last year we had our board read When Millennials Take Over, and I see there's a conference agenda item for millennials that's certainly relevant in our boardroom, relevant for our membership. But certainly the data analytics and fintech is huge. Yeah. You've got blockchain making news. So we want to stay up to date. We want to be aware of trends. Payment systems are changing. We don't want to be left out of that game in the future. So those are a couple of things that we're looking for. New for Foothill, and I think I heard you mention that, Tim, we added a strategic objective to improve our members' financial well-being. And so we are now looking for ways to measure that and ways to impact our members and determine how well we're doing at helping our members achieve a better sense or a better financial well-being situation. So those are a couple of things that we're looking forward to.
Wow, I'd love to hear some like results from that. I mean, it's probably like 6 months down the road or a year down the road, but man, to get some results from something like that would be huge. And just to see what you guys are doing. I mean, that's you know, a great example of going, taking the extra step, you know, we're not just transactions, you know, we're here to help you with your finances. So excellent stuff there. And Brian, you know, for credit unions thinking about attending this conference, the Discovery Conference, what would you tell them? I mean, why should they attend?
Well, when you consider the convenience of it, that it's right there on your desktop, and the timing of it and the price of it, you know, everybody really should attend. Yeah. If you took away just one great idea for your planning, it would be well worth the participation. So that's what I would say.
Okay, very cool. And Tim, to kind of wrap up here, where can folks find out more about the conference? Obviously, your website or what's...
Yep, website. And the date is August 17th, so it's quickly approaching.
Okay.
You can find additional information about the conference itself and register at cunamutual.com/discovery. So that's cunamutual.com/discovery.
Cool. And we will put that link in the show notes for people to click on it and get right to it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work you guys are doing. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah, fantastic.